Well, the big news, of course, with the girls' basketball showcase, 8 games on the January 10th, coach at Kearney High School, and you've got some RPAC conference teams, you've got some Southwest conference teams, you've got some Class A schools in there as well. You got a little bit of everything with the 8 games that day, don't you?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this schedule just because I really think it hits all classes, and it kind of canvasses the state from Panhandle all the way to the Missouri River. And I'm just really thankful that we have an opportunity to keep building this and keep showcasing. That's what it's all about, is showcasing all of the amazing female basketball players in this state, and just very thankful that it's turned into this.
Southwest Conference got a couple of teams. Yourself, Gothenburg, Ogallala, all 3 teams are going to be tougher than the nails this year, I have a feeling, come basketball season.
Yeah, like I was telling Doug Duda earlier, I think the Southwest Conference might be the deepest it's ever been. Man, there's a lot of good teams and a lot of good individual talent, and it's going to be a meat grinder. It's going to be one of those things kind of where you could lose on any given night if you don't come ready to play. And the good thing about that is it's gonna test our teams, and I think all of our teams are gonna be ready for postseason play when that comes down the road here in 3 months or so. So I like it. Competition is gonna make everyone better, and at the end of the day, that's what I want for my team, is just to get pushed and get better every time. So I know the Southwest Conference is gonna provide that for us.
Couple of RPAC conference schools, Alma's in there. I know Coach Davis has got some great kids back this year. And then the Coach Blackmore of Arapahoe, you got the Warriors in there playing a game, that early game on Saturday.
Yep, so my family's from Arapahoe, so my mom grew up there and stuff, so I know kind of some of the names. Still, I don't maybe know the kids as much, but always good to – I spent a lot of my childhood in Arapahoe, so thought I had to throw them a bone there. No, but they have some tremendous young talent as well. You got the Schaefer sisters, and they got another couple girls in that class that are pretty good. And then Alma and the RPAC, they're going to be a handful this year. They came to our top 10 camp this summer in Kearney, and they won it all. And they just dismantled Oakland Craig, who is the defending C2 champion. So that's a team that you're gonna be probably seeing a lot of when it comes to late February, March. But always good to get those teams in. They bring great crowds and stuff, so excited to have them.
You've had a couple of it's a couple of Class A schools. I think Malcolm's, we've talked about that a little bit with the talent they have. So yeah, this should be all 8 games, and it's a long day of basketball. But boy, for the basketball junkie, that's Kearney High on the 10th of January is going to be the place to be.
Yeah, it's $10 to get in, and that gets you in all day. I mean, that's a great value in my basketball junkie mind, I guess. But it's a great day. Kearney High does a tremendous job. Man, they're so awesome to work with as far as Mr. Hogue and Mr. Mundorf and their staff and everyone that really helps us out. Robert Goff with kind of the technical aspect. I don't know if you saw, but they got a kind of like a laser show thing for their floor that plays videos and stuff, and we're going to try to incorporate some of that. So it's one of those things where so far I've never had a coach say, man, I don't know about that, or your event or whatever. It's one of those things where they're like, hey, do you got room next year? Because they have such a good time, they get quality competition, and it's a great event. We got great entertainment, we got halftime prizes and stuff that you can win some games, win some gift certificates to local area Kearney businesses. We got my daughter's fourth grade team's gonna provide the halftime entertainment of our game. So it's a great day. It's a good family friendly event. Kids 5 and under are free. And then school age is same as a daughter, might be five. I can't remember. It's all running together for me, but just really excited for it, and very thankful for coverage like you guys give us.
Finally, Coach, what about this Broken Bow girls basketball team? We had a chance to see a couple of times last year. What about this version? It's already kicking off practice this week.
Yeah, I really like our team. I say that every year, and I mean it, because this year we got a group of seniors that are really hungry to kind of get back to Lincoln, and that's always the goal for us. And whether that happens or not, we're gonna play hard. We're gonna get up and down the floor. We're not gonna be very big this year, which is something we're gonna have to figure out. Coach Stroop's now on my staff, down from your area, Dundee County Stratton. So he's been a blessing to help us out. But I like our team. I think we're gonna play an exciting brand of basketball. And at the end of the day, that's kind of all you want as a coach, just to get up and down the floor and have your kids play hard, and I think we will.